Previously on 24.
I just got off the phone with one of my sources over at Keeler's headquarters. Sherry was there, meeting privately with Keeler.
Meeting Keeler about what?
He didn't know, David.
I came here because I can guarantee you a win in November. David Palmer is an accessory to murder. David lied to the chief of police last night in order to provide an alibi for me.
Why are you lying to me?
I screwed up earlier. The SAT transmission on my system was forged by my own people.
Making a mistake is one thing. Covering it up is another. I can't let you stay in place. I am taking over command of CTU now.
I made a mistake, Jack.
No, Tony. You made two.
I'm going to let you speak to your husband. Tell him that you're okay and you're being treated well.
Are you all right?
I'm fine. Don't let them do this, Thomas.
That's enough. If Jane is not released when I order it, your wife dies. That's all you need to know. Are we clear?
From this point on, I'm assuming control of CTU. Tony Almeida has stepped down.
I'm taking Jane Saunders to division. Here's the order. We're leaving right now.
Okay.
We're going out this way right here.
Where are all the guards?
We don't need those guards anymore.
Jack! Tony locked me in here! Saunders has Michelle. He's using her as leverage to get his daughter out.
This is Almeida. We're out. I've got her.
I'll give you further instructions in 20 minutes.
Exit security, I need a 20 on Tony Almeida.
The following takes place between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m.
Hello, I'm Carlos Bernard. I play Tony the Pizza Man.
I'm Tim Isofano. I'm one of the producers of the show.
James Badgedale. I play Chase Edmonds, and I deliver Chinese food.
Jane Saunders is the only leverage we have.
Trust me, Chase, I know that.
I got him. He left the building 3 minutes ago and drove off the premises 90.
On our end, we've read the script, we've prepped the episode, we prepare to shoot it, and we think it's interesting and great. We see the dailies, and then after a while, we start asking ourselves, is this working? Is this really working?
Yeah.
I mean, how many times have you watched all this?
Well, I've seen dailies and probably four or five passes at the episode.
Right.
Plus, I directed a couple sequences in this one, so you're really re-examining it a million times.
I mean, you got to do it to sort of pick out what you want to do differently or what, you know, is part of your job, but it is part of your job because it is really, it's a painful experience for me anyhow.
I love it. I can't get enough of it. I would watch myself all day long. No, it bothers me. I tend to think nothing good comes out of it. Nobody can beat myself up like I can, you know, and that's 90% of the time. And if for whatever reason I think something worked, I get this fear that I'm going to start trying to
do that all over.
Yeah, duplicate it and get into these tricks. So, you know, it is what it is.
A weaponized virus into the ventilation system. What the media is reporting is a cover story. They're deflecting the truth to avoid mass panic. You'll be infected along with everyone else. No matter what he's paying you, it's not worth losing your life.
Jack's in pursuit of Tony. Move out as soon as we get a location on Sunday.
You're right, Badge. I could watch this all day long.
Kim?
Yeah?
What are you doing?
I'm working with a team that's monitoring my father. I thought you were setting up a tactical unit.
Yeah, I am. We have to wait until we get a location on Saunders. Until then, we're pretty much on standby. Listen, before I have to go back out there, I want to talk to you.
About what?
About us. I need to know whether there's going to be an us.
I had a real problem with this scene. You know, it's...
You had a problem with it?
Been thinking about it a lot, and
yeah,
the baby changes everything.
I hope it worked.
Doesn't change the way I feel.
I thought it worked very well when I watched each pass.
You have a daughter.
The thing about our show is when you stop for the personal stuff, you wonder, is it interrupting the whole flow of it?
Yeah,
this fit right in.
Be the first one to admit it.
And I thought you guys were both right on.
And it wasn't because he didn't love me. I know he loved me.
In the beginning, and you know, it's what Tim said. I thought it was taken away from the main storyline, you know, and I thought too much personal stuff would be a mistake. But you know, I fought against it in the beginning, and the producers said, you know, no, they're adamant about it and trust it'll work.
And raise a child.
You know, I trusted them, and I think they knew what was right. I mean, you know, came off well, and
I just won't raise one.
Kind of let it alone now, so you know.
I thought it was another cougar myself. I thought it was the third season cougar. And he's right, Badge is right. I think it ended up working. The whole time I was saying to myself, what are they doing?
Well, here's another thing that these two guys don't give themselves enough credit for, and the rest of the cast, is there are scenes that we read and we prepare to shoot them, and we think, oh boy, how is this going to work? And every single time we're not disappointed, because these guys pull this stuff off and they bring so much more to it with their look, the attitude, and just the way they play these lines.
I know you're not taking me to division.
Be fine, Jane, all right?
At least tell me where we're going. Where are you taking
me? She turned out
me?
To be a very good actress.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's great.
And that's the thing about our show that's interesting is,
he's holding my wife hostage.
Of course, maybe not many people know this, is we cast talented people first.
So basically, you're kidnapping me.
I'm sorry.
After everything he's done, how can you be sure he'll do what he says? How do you know he won't kill your wife anyway?
I don't have a choice. I wish I did, but I don't.
Get out of the car. Jay, stay where you are. Everything's gonna be fine.
Saunders has Michelle.
I know.
This scene works so great because the history of these two guys came out in this, both on a personal and a professional level, and I thought you guys just nailed this right perfectly.
Just like me, you kept everyone else out of it.
Tony, this is different. Millions of lives are at stake.
Oh, we had a lot of fun.
You, right, Jack?
It's, you know, Kiefer and I don't get that many scenes per year face to face, and we really have a great time when we get to do it.
Even if it means Michelle's got
to
die.
Michelle doesn't have to die. We can string Saunders along. I need you to start working with me. Chase has already got a strike team moment.
No. Saunders sees I brought CTU into this. He kills Michelle.
He's not going to know we're there.
You know, I think we both felt like something cool might come out of it. But, you know, I mean, you just...
Tony, you don't have a choice right now. You've got to
I don't think you ever really know. I had a feeling that it would be good stuff, but
come on.
This is the first time I'm seeing it. And you never really know for sure as an actor. You just sort of trust that the director saw what he needed to see. And
he'll give me further instructions.
And then these editors are so fantastic that they save our butts a lot of the time as well. So.
Yeah.
Well, and also about that scene, it was a very intense scene. Essentially, you have two actors performing on a city street, and the noise of Los Angeles, the helicopters, the fire engines, is all around them. And once they get their energy going and a fire engine goes by, they're dead. They have to stop.
Well, the other thing is that we had people hanging out the windows yelling stuff, too. In the middle, we'd finally get a good take going, and somebody hang their head out a window and yell. And we just, you know, we lose it. And but that is, that's part of the beast, you know. You got to deal with those elements. It's a little frustrating, but then again, I mean, what are you going to do?
I already have. I've closed down public transportation. I've told the people.
I have this terrible habit of swearing to the high heavens when I mess up during the scene, and so much so that they have a pool on set to see how many times I say the F word when I screw up in a total day. Well, that scene was in the middle of the streets, and sure enough, one time I lost it, and I went off on a tirade of about 20 swear words in a row, and suddenly I realized there's people hanging out the windows, there's people everywhere, and I'm like, here I am, cursing the High heavens in the middle of the street.
But it's also very interesting the way you put them together. The order is very different every time.
Yeah.
Yes, Jimmy.
Senator Keeler's here to see you.
Have him brought in?
Yes, sir.
Today is the final day of shooting on season 3. Can't believe it. It's been a long haul. I'm most proud of this season out of the 3. I think this is our strongest. I think the setup was the coolest. I think the ending, the last 8 episodes, was the strongest of the 3. I'm really proud of this season.
I still can't believe that we flew warplanes over downtown Los Angeles and simulated an attack. I still can't believe we did it. And it was probably the biggest...
Especially post 9/11.
Yeah, right? Exactly. And it was one of the biggest thrills of my career for a lot of reasons. But also to get all those people, we had about 75 people out there working that day. Kiefer was there. And they were so focused. They were so on it. And it was just like the best professionals in the industry doing their best work with the help of the United States Marine Corps and the FAA. It was amazing.
Kind of hard to pick out something specific, but I know right now it feels pretty good because I just wrapped my last shot of the entire year about an hour ago.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
All right, baby. Yeah, congratulations.
Right. Good, man.
I've got a few more hours left.
For complicity in a murder.
Why are you showing me this, John? What do you want?
Your resignation. Not immediately, of course. But once this crisis you're dealing with is over, you can resign with whatever face-saving reason you want to give.
Get out of here.
Well, this is Washington politics at its best. Guys issuing threats and playing dirty and all that kind of stuff.
I'd like to see Dennis hit anybody. I'd just like to just one time see him. I don't think they'd live. His fist is like the size of my head.
Well, did you ever see him hit the ball in Major League?
I didn't see that movie.
He crushed it.
Yeah.
Was he in Major League?
Yeah, he was in Major League. Yeah.
Was he,
he played a pitcher, right?
No, he was
Soriano.
Yeah, he played, what was the character's name? He was the guy from Cuba.
From the islands, right? Jabu.
Yeah, Jabu.
Yeah,
Jabu. That stuff. The whole voodoo thing.
Oh, man.
Wow.
You need to reject the location. We need to force him into picking a secondary location so Chase has time to embed his teams.
If I don't show up where and when Saunders wants me to, he's going to kill Michelle.
Not as long as we have his daughter.
What if he doesn't go for it?
Don't give him a choice. You've got some leverage here, Tony. Use it.
All right, I need to go.
When they get out to the phone here, it really heats up this scene.
My father kidnapped his wife because of me?
Something like that.
And now you want to use me as bait to get to him?
We're going to do whatever we have to stop your father from releasing this virus. Stay here. We'll be right back.
Where people are hanging out yelling stuff out the window.
You can talk to her when we make the exchange.
All right. Bring her to an industrial park 3 miles north of where you are on Morton Road. Her car will be waiting at loading.
This was originally going to be a cell phone taped underneath that.
Yeah, right.
Payphone.
Make it work. You've got 10 minutes to get to.
But then it was, well, how do we get Jack to hear while Tony's on the phone?
That's the fun thing about our show is, it's the scripts are written, and then sometimes you hit stage and just certain things just don't work because of logistics or whatever. And it's always fun to have everybody pull together and figure out what we're going to do, you know, what's the solution.
Even if it means sacrificing my daughter. You need to understand my commitment, Mr. Allen.
What the hell are you doing? He wasn't going for
it. He's testing you. He's heard what you had to say. He'll phone back. Now hang up the phone.
How do you know?
Because right now he thinks I'm going to kill his daughter. The only reason why he exposed himself is to make sure that she's still...
You know, it's a funny thing with acting. It doesn't look like it would be that exhausting, but the focus that it takes for a full day of, you know, whatever it is, 12, 14 hours, no matter what, really, no matter what kind of scenes you're playing, it's exhausting. And definitely much more so when you're dealing with a scene like that, yeah. But at the same time, it's energizing as well. I mean, it's such a great exhaustion. It's sort of a euphoric feeling, really, at the end of the day when you're done with it. Sometimes I have a real clear vision in my head of different takes, and I really sort of piece it together in my head how they'll edit it. And more often than not, they'll use different takes than I use in my head. And of course, they have a much more impartial view of the scene than I would, you know. Sometimes I'll watch a scene and I go, oh man, I wish they didn't take that take. I wish they used this over here and this over here. But, you know, they know better than me. I'm like I said, I could barely watch myself on film, so it's
just tell me where you want to make
it's much better that they make those calls.
Downtown, under the 6th Street Bridge.
Some days you just come out and it's there right away and it's working and it's clicking, and other times it takes a couple of stabs at it. Yeah.
I will kill your wife.
Now, despite all those things that they just mentioned, for example, Kiefer is playing the scene with a very sore, broken toe. It was very hard for him to walk, and many times these guys are working, they're not feeling good, they're nursing a cold, but yet they're getting the job done. And that's the part I don't get, how you could do that, come out there, be in character, and then run off camera and be sick if it's the stomach flu or something like that, and they all do it.
Tony Almeida's going to make the exchange, but until we get confirmation that Saunders is on site, we stay invisible. I'll sign positions on the way out. Let's go. What is it?
Satellite pictures.
Had a really good year here. Everybody actually made me feel really comfortable. When I got here, and I was really nervous about coming out. I've been in New York for the last 4 years, and I was really apprehensive about coming out to Los Angeles. And just seeing the way the guys worked on set and how this really is, the show is like a living, breathing entity in a creative process, you know, and how it works from the writers, from the producers, to the director, and through the actors and the crew. And how everybody is pitching in and everybody's getting the job done, and how it's just constantly changing. I was really glad to be here.
To me, I thought it was the best show on television. I still do. And, you know, you come to the door going, okay, I got to do my best work. I really got to be on top of my game because, you know, anything less, and it's not 24. And then everybody beat me up for the first 2 weeks.
When can you, I'm just trying to be a friend.
I'll use a sports analogy. It was kind of like being a baseball player and suddenly you're on the Yankees. You know, I mean, it was the best of the best.
Hello. You've gone too far this time, Sherry.
Oh, you know, I
Malibu. Like from you, we were at Malibu. We intentionally went down there because we said, geez, you never see the ocean on our show. We're in Los Angeles, so off we went.
Only one person could have given him that prescription bottle, and that's you.
Okay, supposing that was true, what then?
You could go to jail for murder.
You could go to jail too, David. You lied to the police. You told them that I was with you all night. Withholding evidence, obstruction of justice. Those are serious crimes. I knew you always wanted to go down in the history books, David, but I'm not certain like this. Am I right?
What did Keeler offer you, Sherry?
Exactly what you should have offered me, respect and a seat at the table. But instead, you called me up when you needed me, and then after I did your little dirty work, you threw me out like an old pair of shoes.
She's not playing anything. I mean, that's what she is.
That's Penny.
That's Penny. I'm kidding. I love Penny. I wish she was here so I could give her more crap.
Are you willing to go to jail?
You know, David, I've asked myself that a million times. And the answer is, yes, I am willing to go to jail. The question is, are you?
I love her.
I didn't think so.
That was a really nice house.
I'll talk about this truck. I drove it. It's the biggest damn thing I've ever driven in my life. I can't believe how big these SUVs are. It's unbelievable. The size of this room.
Ford gave us 22 vehicles this year, and not that this is particularly interesting to anybody, but it was easy for us to do the show because we had a parking lot full of cars.
You got any extras?
Well, they're still out there. I know where the keys are.
Do you really think he'll do what he's saying?
Make note to self. Kiss up to Tim.
If we don't stop him, yes.
Why? There has to be a reason he's doing all of this.
When I worked with your father, he dedicated himself to saving the lives of innocent people. Something's happened to him. I don't know what. But now he believes our government's betrayed him.
Is he right?
There's no easy answer to that.
The work that your father did often demanded that he make seemingly impossible sacrifices. Whatever happened to your father in Bosnia was obviously a sacrifice he wasn't willing to make. I'm sorry.
Shut up! No one can hear you. Shut up now!
No! No!
I said stop. Stop screaming.
I've been infected. Help me. Help me. Oh, God.
That was a great reaction by him. What I love about the show are these smaller characters that come in. And they always, you guys always cast fantastic people, do a great job with the little parts that they're given, and they just, it's such a great thing about our show.
And, you know, every time we make those choices, a lot of it is based on who the actor's going to be working with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to make sure that they could stand, for example, the heat of the kitchen with Kiefer,
mm-hmm.
you know, or work well with Reiko or somebody like that. So it's about the chemistry too.
Okay, take these corridors. Stop her from getting above ground, but do not shoot to kill.
This was second unit.
This is the stuff you did, right?
Yeah, this is the stuff I shot. This was second unit. Krishna Rao shot this, with all apologies to Rodney. Of course, Rodney came down, and he did help Krishna set the look. So, you know, he was the designer, and Krishna was the one who executed it. And actually, it was scripted to go a whole different way, and they've changed it around, and it works great. It's a fascinating building.
It's a creepy place.
Well, yeah, it really is. A million different places you could shoot something. We added the dripping water that was in that tunnel prior. Now this goes back to main unit here.
Not much of that, eh? Yeah.
I think it's the first time this year that a cell phone didn't work on our show. Everybody got through. Every single time.
They don't have my service.
In 3 years, really.
Here we go. Reiko's about to discover what everybody in America has been through.
GP O'Brien. Michelle. Hello?
Chloe, can you hear me? Whoever this is, I have a really bad connection. I've got a lot of stuff to do right now.
I love
Chloe, my God. Marilyn just does such a great job with that role. That role could be so bad, and it's so great. She totally pulls it off.
So what did Keeler want?
My job. He has proof that Sherry was at Alan Milliken's tonight.
What?
What? These two guys were great together all year.
Alan Milliken's prescription bottle turned up with Sherry's fingerprints on it.
And it was interesting casting them as brothers, the president and the White House chief of staff. And the way that they played the parts and the scenes, sometimes it was as brothers, and sometimes it was as the president and the chief of staff, which is a lot different than brothers.
This gets out, she goes to jail.
So will I. She figures I have more to lose than she does. And she's right.
What does Keeler want you to do?
Withdraw from the race. For whatever reason I choose. The party gets thrown into chaos. Whoever takes my place won't have a prayer in the election. And Keeler becomes president.
Oh, my God. This is all my fault.
Hey.
I played hockey for, since I was 10 years old. Played in Western States Hockey League. It's really, we used to call it the world's sloppiest hockey league. played there for 2 years and then 1 year of college hockey in New York, and that was it.
Where'd you go to college?
Manhattanville College. My first year of college, I got hurt, and so all my energy went into the theater program. And I couldn't play hockey anymore, and I had all this, I was going crazy, you know, so I just go to the theater every day.
You can steal evidence.
It's kind of like me and my ballet career.
Really? I took you more for a modern dance man, myself.
One bad accident and it was all over.
We need to do a 24 of the musical.
We do it every week on CTU's set.
Well, you ought to hear the stories in the Scout Van, how we do 24 of the comedy. The stuff we come up with.
You stay with her. Is your strike team in place?
2 minutes, they'll be ready.
Are you sure they'll be out of sight?
They'll be invisible, Tony.
Okay. I'm gonna back Tony up here at the 6th Street Bridge.
We should get in position now.
Jack, priority call from Kim.
This is Jack.
Dad, I got Michelle on the line.
Is she with Saunders?
No, she said she got away from him.
Patch her through.
Hold on. Michelle, go ahead.
I got away from Saunders, but he's still after me.
Michelle, it's me. Where are you?
Wilshire. Block east of Olive.
Chase, send your strike team in now.
Chase, don't.
What are you talking about?
Michelle, I want you to listen to me very carefully. I want you to let Saunders catch you again.
What are you, crazy?
We have to let the exchange go down. It's the only way we're gonna catch him.
You want me to give myself up?
Yes, the exchange site is secure. I'll send our people in as soon as we know he's there.
Chase, redirect your people now. Chase,
Chase, order! Don't!
Jack, stay out of this!
You are not in command here. Get him out of here now!
Yes, sir.
Now!
Jack.
Jack, that's my wife, Jack!
Oh, man, I tell ya.
We need this exchange to go through.
The things I do for a paycheck.
Michelle, if he doesn't have you to trade, he's not going to go through with this meeting. Look, we're not going to get another chance at this. Do you understand, Michelle?
Yes.
We're going to do everything we have to make sure you come out of this okay, but we got to move now. Let's get our teams into position.
Thank you.
Oh, that's right. I remember that garage.
Yeah, it's like...
That's down the Wilshire area.
It's just around the corner from the scene with that Carlos did with Kiefer on the payphone.
A bottle of medicine. It was taken from a crime scene. Has it been admitted into evidence?
No. It's in the possession of Sherry Palmer, the president's ex-wife.
Mark Ralston. I worked with him on Profiler. He was the fake Jack for a while.
What kind of time frame?
Jack being the guy that was
not days.
The serial killer constantly haunting our lead character.
Been authorized by the president.
What difference does that make? You'll get your money.
I'm not worried about that. I just need to know who I'm working for.
My brother knows what you're doing.
Not that I don't trust you, but I'd like to hear it from him.
Fine.
That's proof enough. Let's go.
That's the 6th Street Bridge there.
No one's coming yet.
Look, Jack. Promise me you won't make a move on Saunders until Michelle is safe.
There was about 5 days of shooting. 3 days with the main unit, which is the film you're seeing now. When we say main unit, it's all the stuff with the principal actors like Carlos and when you saw Badge back behind that pile of tires. The second unit did all the stuff with the did a lot of the stuff with the stunt guys, and it's where we do the exchange, and then when Saunders' daughter decides to run back is when the firefight breaks out between all these guys. And it was originally written that when Saunders runs away, he runs down into the LA River, which you'll see in a little bit here, and Jack chases him and takes out his gun and shoots into the engine of this big helicopter and it blows up. And we all said, I don't think that'll work. And so we talked about getting other helicopters to do it, but at the end of episode 12, there was the post-to-meet a mine exchange where we had helicopters come in, and we wanted to try and do something bigger. And I got in a scout one day, and I said, well, what about F-18 fighters? And Fred Keller, who directed this episode, you know, I thought he was going to say, you're nuts. And he said, no, it's a great idea. And then I thought to myself, now, how the hell am I going to deliver that? So I called the public affairs office for the United States Navy, and through a whole bunch of work we ended up getting 2 Marine Corps F-18 fighters, which you'll see in a few minutes here, and they play a big role in taking out Saunders' means of escape here. It was actually and where we're shooting there, by the way, is underneath the approach to Los Angeles International Airport. So when we brought those jets in, there were 58 arriving flights that we had to deal with. And we had a controller assigned to talk to all the captains of, you know, United, Southwest, or whatever else was coming in, to tell them to advise the passengers that their planes weren't being escorted in by fighter planes because there was thoughts that there would be terrorists on the plane.
Everything's gonna be okay.
And we alerted every media outlet in Los Angeles so that we wouldn't get people calling in thinking that we were at war over the skies of Los Angeles. And apparently it worked. Nobody got any complaints.
Listen, we have to do this, Gene. I'm sorry. Look, Gene, you gotta trust me on this. Please go.
Thank you.
Jack, send your men in now.
We don't have a visual on Saunders. I repeat, we do not have a visual on Saunders.
Episodes 9 and 10 was when I got tortured, and I think we filmed that in
October.
So every day for, what are we in, May? About 5-6 months. Put on these cuts and take them off.
And the bandage on your hand.
And the bandage on my hand.
Good fun. Yeah. Hey, at least you're not a cyborg on Star Trek.
Yeah. Yeah, the Klingons.
The Klingon.
Yeah. Or Klingon, yeah.
Yeah. Right. Michael Dorn, who played Worf, used to have to come in at 4 in the morning for an 8 o'clock call.
Unbelievable. Wow.
Sit and make up for 4 hours.
He did that for a couple of years.
He did it for 7 years.
7 years!
7 years, and then he went back on to...
the next one.
Well, the next one, whatever it was, yeah.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Got a flight of 2 U.S. Marine F-18s just off the marina. Call sign Guardian Angel.
Copy that. Guardian Angel, this is Watchtower. We got hostile aircraft to Vector Bravo Tango.
I'm looking forward to seeing these.
Jack, Marines are coming in. Take cover.
That's off the top of a warehouse. Got that shot. We had a helicopter shooting down on it, too.
Wow.
Nice.
Well, it gets better.
Things blowing up is cool.
Chopper's been taken out!
Oh, man. Wow. Oh, that's great.
The Marines love flying it. It was the squadron leader that flew the lead plane in that from a base down in Miramar.
Of the virus are unaccounted for. Where are they?
You know, we used 2 helicopters for this. One real one to land, and then we bought a shell and blew it up.
That shell's sitting outside now.
Yeah, well, you know what we did? We blew it up on the day that the main unit was down there, and then on the Sunday when we flew the jets over, we put it back together and blew it up again.
This is the thing about our show is that, you know, it's one thing doing this on a feature, and it's another thing doing all this stuff on a TV show. I mean, that's, you get one shot at it, and that is it. Thanks for watching.
Yeah, thanks for being there. We couldn't do it without our very loyal fans.
Thanks, see you later.